We're learning Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Amin Aleph. The Mishnah says, Layiska Adam Payalim B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. V'layayim Adam Achavei Aliska Lay Payalim, and you can't tell your friend to hire workers. The Gemara had one side that means you can't tell a guy to hire workers. But that the Gemara held was Pashit, because Amir Lenachu Shvasu. So the Gemara says it means that while you can tell your friend that you want to hire him, you could tell him a hint, you could tell him, are you available tonight, even though he understands you mean to hire him. Now what's this issue of hiring workers? Rashi says, because it says, B'msechafzecha. And then it says the Gemara is mashmen away, because the Gemara, when it says, this chilek, that when you tell the workers to, you want to hire them is aser, but to tell them, are you available tonight, and they understand that you want to hire them, it's mutter. So Yomar brings down the pasuk to bring a rayim imsei chavzcha v'daber dover dibur asahir mutter, and the Yomar brings imsei chavzcha. So you see, the hiring workers is an isser of imsei chavzcha. But Rabbi Kivega, it's in Shal Shachuva Simin Yedzayin, it's brought in the Chedushim here. He asks to start them. He names on that the isser doesn't start from imsei chavzcha. This is what he says. There's a Rashi in Beya Daf Lamed Zayin Amin Aleph. The Gemara there is discussing the issur to be makdish something on Shabbos in Yom Tov. And the Gemara says, you're not allowed to be makdish something because of Mishameka Chomemka, because of Mengva Chomemka. It's daima to buying and selling. That's why Chazal asked it to be makdish something on Shabbos in Yom Tov. So Rashi says, and what's the issur Mecha Chomemka? Rashi has two pshatim, buying and selling. One pshat is that it's asur because the Torah says, M'seich Efsecha. In other words, it's like an issur deraisa. Maybe divrei Kabbalah, divrei Torah dami has a din like an issur deraisa. M'seich Chavtzecha has a chshivus of an issur deraisa. And memela, that's why they can be geizer atu m'seich Chavtzecha. Hektish is not really mekach u'memkar, but it looks like mekach u'memkar. So memela they were geizer. And then he says a second shot. The mekach u'memkar is also because it might come with a ksivus shtori mechira. So gzeir shem yichtev. So he asks the kasha, what about gzeir l'gzeir? He answers, kulachad gzeirhi. Azad Yabbi Kivega, Rashi, there's two mahalchim why it's asa to buy and sell on Shabbos and Yantiv. One is that there's an issa of Mitzvah Chavtzcha, but the other is an issa of Shema Yichtav. Mitzvah Chavtzcha holds as the Raisi, you can be geizer after that. Shema Yichtav, you have to make a kimtav kulei chadag zeir. Azad Yabbi Kivega, the Rambam also is mavur, and the Rambam in Perich of Gimel, he brings down, he's saying all the different shvusim der Rabbana, and he goes malacha by malacha, and he gets to the malacha of Ksiva, he brings down the din, that there's an issa, the rice of ksiva. So now they ask that anything shema yichtev, and he brings in that, buying, selling, hiring workers, are all us exeri shema yichtev. Now what's taka the pshat in the Rambam, and in the second pshat of Rashi, the Rashi in Chedushim, also in Beya, also says, Mekvega doesn't bring it down, that the mekach memke is us exeri shema yichtev. So Akhtir Mekvega, why wouldn't they ask al smusei chefzecha? The Chayyidah Gemara, here's mevura, that's us al smusei chefzecha. So Tainit Rabbi Kivega, M'msei Chavtzecha means talking about or telling a guy perhaps to do something which is also to do. And that's the problem, that's called Chavtzecha. And when you tell a guy to go guard your payers, there's not a problem, say Chavtzecha. That's what it says Mavur, that it's Mutter. You're allowed to guard your payers on Shabbos, you're allowed to tell a guy to guard your payers on Shabbos. So there's no Issa Be'etzim. If you're going to hire a worker to do something which is Mutter to do on Shabbos, where's the M'sei Chavtzecha? We're buying and selling. Where's the M'sei Chavtzecha? We're trading, we're bartering, maybe money is Muksa. But if you're not using anything Muksa, or you're not actually paying the money, you're going to owe the money, the buying and selling, the commerce and Shabbos, why is that a problem with Chavtzecha, Tayin Terbi Kivega? Not a problem with Chavtzecha. What's the problem? The problem is Shema Yichtayv. Haint that there's an issue of Shema Yichtav. Now that we know that all these things are also, why? Because you might come to writing. Any type of commerce, any type of hiring workers, anything, all might be, you might write. So, Gzeir Shema Yichtav. Now that it's also Shema Yichtav, so telling a guy to do it, or discussing hiring someone, now already you're discussing something which is also on Shabbos, that's a problem, say Chavtzecha. Hinting to someone that you're going to hire him, that's not a problem in Seich Hefzecha. That's David David, Dibru Asahir Mutter. But if you don't have Shema Yichtev, it doesn't start off being Hefzecha. But that's the second pshat of Rashi and Beya, and the Rajma and the Rambam. But Rashi here, and the first pshat of Rashi and Beya, holds not that way. Rashi here holds that all commercial activity b'chefza is chefzecha. That is chefzecha. That's your business. So those are the two studies that Kireger brings. Is the pshat, the very sadistic sticker shayla, is the pshat buying and selling the etzim is chefzecha? Doing business is a problem, say chefzecha, by its very nature. Nothing to do with any gzeira of a malacha. Well, no. It all starts because of gzeira shemiyichdev. That's how it starts. Once you have gzeira shemiyichdev, instead of being isik and buying and selling, like talking about buying and selling, discussing buying and selling, that would be an ism, say chefzecha v'tabadav. That already makes it into a weekday activity, which you're not allowed to deal with it on Shabbos. But only after it became already asal tzeir shemayichtay. So Mikvege brings a raya to this tzad, not like Rashi here, from Agamara. Then Agamara asks the kasha, it says, Le'iska adam payalim b'shabbos v'yayim adam achaveir l'iskali payalim. A person can't hire workers and he can't tell his friend to hire workers. And the Gemara says, Maishnahu maishnah achaveiri. And the Gemara first says, Rapapa says, v'chavinachri, Toma telling a guy to hire workers. And there Rashi asks the shayla, amiyul anachri shvasu. Avadi, you can't tell a guy to hire workers for you because that's telling a guy to do something you're not allowed to do. And that's an issue of emir l'nachri shvasu. If the pshat of hiring workers is a gzeir shem yichtaif, so telling a guy to hire workers is telling a guy to do an issue derabanan. So that's emir l'nachri, telling a guy to do an issue derabanan. Mashenkin, if the pshat is hiring workers is memsechef tzachem, that is dealing with your business. So who had been telling a guy to hire workers also m'sechef tzecha? You're also dealing with your business. Why did the Gemara have to come on to Amir l'nachri shvusu? That was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara should say it's the same m'sechef tzecha. You're not allowed to hire workers. You're not allowed to tell someone to hire workers. They're both m'sechef tzecha. Elamai, hiring workers is not be'etzim m'sechef tzecha. Hiring workers is a shem yichdav. Once it's usher, then dealing with it might be an issa m'seich hefzecha. But that's taken issa v'amir l'nachri shvusu, that you're telling a guy to do something which you're not allowed to do. That's issa v'amir l'akum. So that should be kidegas raya, that there's no, it's not an issa m'seich hefzecha. The issa is the etzim zacha being seich hapayla because of gzeira shemiyachtev. And m'meila, telling a guy to do it, that's issa v'amir l'akum shvusu. If there's the etzim issa m'seich hefzecha, so Mela, that would be, who had been telling him, Shurasa bim sechef tzecha. Now, Mikvega also wants to answer up a Taisus, a Steven Taisus, Lefizet. Taisus over here, when the Gemara asks the Kasha of a Dibur mi Aser, Gemara asks the Kasha, how could you say Dibur is Aser? We find all these things that Tzerech Mitzvah is Mutter. The Gemara says the Teres, because Chafet Tzerech is Asun Chafse Shemayim Mutar. So when Taisus says, with Dibur mi Aser, Taisus Pirish Minat Teir. The Midah Shirin and Dibur Shemitzvah, Machal the Midah Reinser Shari. So Taisa says, Dibba Miyasa means Minatayra. It will be Nisa Darabana. We can understand why it's Mutta Misha Mitzvah. Since it's Nisa Daraisa, that's what we don't understand. That's what we need the Taras of Chafetzecha Asurim, Chafse Shemayim Mutar. So you see from Taisa here that the Issa of Mesech Chafzecha is Nisa Daraisa. And that was also Meduyik in Rashi and Beya. The Rashi and Beya, when he wanted to learn that the Issa Mekach Mems Mesech Chafzecha, he didn't have a problem with Zeru Lugzeru, because Mesech Chafzecha is Nisa Daraisa. When the Gemara brings the din of that is an Isser of Amir L'Nachri, Taisus says the Isser of Amir L'Nachri is even for an Isser D'Rabbana. As I say, it's Mechadish, and he brings a Rai from Agamara, because Agamara says you can't tell Chaveri Nachri to be Seich HaPoelim. So you see, Claude is an Isser of Amir L'Akam even by an Isser D'Rabbana. The Chayetz Mamash is theory. Here Taisus says that Seich HaFzcha is an Isser D'Raisa. And there Taisa says, I have a raya that a mir l'akam is also even when you're telling the guy to do an issa d'rabbanan, because you see from here that you're not allowed to tell the guy to be seicha pa'ilim, vice versa, a mir l'akam is also even when it's issa d'rabbanan. Mamash is stira Taisa and kufka falaf to kuf nun. I'm only have it, to bali Taisa's maybe. But Zakya b'kvega, no, he wants to be miyasha the stira. Mim seichef tzacha be'etzim is the raisa. Which means anything, but Mseich Chavzcha only applies to things which are aser. So, mean the Raisa, Mseich Chavzcha would only apply to something that is the Raisa. Anything which is aser, mean the Raisa, Mseich Chavzcha would tell you that you can't discuss that thing on Shabbos. He says, could be to tell a guy to do it, wouldn't be the Issa the Raisa Mseich Chavzcha, because you find when there's an Eif and a Heter, then you don't have Mseich Chavzcha. So, usually there's an Eif and a Heter because It's not called Mimsei Chavsuk if you need it today. If you would need it today, it wouldn't be called Mimsei Chavsuk as Dr. Abi Kreger. So maybe it could be all the time you tell a guy to do something, even in Issa Deraisa, wouldn't be Mimsei Chavsuk, or it could be Mut if you would need it today. He says, V'tzarachim b'zeh. But Al Koponim, Mimsei Chavsuk Mimsei Deraisa would only be on an Issa Deraisa. So when Taisus over here says, Mimsei Chavsuk, that in V'diba Miyasim Minatayra, the Ikka, what he means is that if the Yisayit of Mosei Chavsuk is an Issa Deraisa, in other words, then, when you're dealing with an Issa Derabanan, then the Mosei Chavsuk becomes Derabanan. But the actual Din of Mosei Chavsuk would be Deraisa. That also you wouldn't be Matam Mamaka Mitzvah. Just like you can't buy something or sell something, Letzarech Mitzvah and Shabbos in Yom, if it's Xerish and Mi'chtev, that wouldn't be Mutal Letzarech Mitzvah. Hu Adin of Mosei Chavsuk. Since Mosei Chavsuk bechefzes deraisa by an issa deraisa, so even by an issa derabanan, they wouldn't be matter b'makom mitzvah. It must be that the issa deraisa itself only applies to chafetzecha and not to chefzes shemayin. That's the pshat. But v'nishvi, since the whole issa over here of skiris poilim itself is exerish amiyachdayv, so memela, the whole Mosei Chavsuk is gebayt on the issa derabanan of shemayachdayv. It's not be'etzim. That's the difference between two mahalchim. It's not the pshat that commerce is also be'etzim. It's also because, since commerce is also shemiyachdev, so then dealing with commerce becomes a sechevska. But that memela would make it derabanan. The kloli stick isim sechevska is deraisa. But how it applies to dealing with mekachamemka would have to be derabanan, because the whole mekachamemka is only derabanan zeir shemiyachdev. That's what Taisus means earlier when he says that it's a mir lachim for a derabanan. We have to say Yishuvan of Kvegas Kasha and Rashi. Rashi holds that there's an Issa Be'etzim of Mosei Chavsuk. Mosei Chavsuk Be'etzim is us. Skiris Poilim is Mosei Chavsuk. Like Rashi's first Lashon in Veya. So why does the Gemara say it's Amir La'akam Shvutz? Why didn't the Gemara say that telling to a Chav and Achri is also goes Mosei Chavsuk? So I didn't hear that the Kasha was so Mukhrich. Because it could be telling a worker, I want to hire you, that's Chavsuk. That's Mosei Chavsuk. But telling somebody to hire workers, so you're not being Isaac in the hiring of the workers, you're telling someone else to do it. That's not Mimsei Chavsuk. That's telling someone else to do Chavsuk. That's a real akum. Doing business is Mimsei Chavsuk. Telling someone else to do business for you, that's not Mimsei Chavsuk. I'm not doing the business, I'm telling someone else to do it. That's a real akum. That would be my doubt. Of Achreinim, Kam Achreinim were Mechamim to the same side, that the Teres Rafal, it's Nechela Gimel, Tshuva Zayin, Rafal Velozhin, Rafal Shapira from Velozhin. And also the Archa Shulchan's Mamas Miramas to the Starets beautifully in Simon Shin Zayin, Isiyad Beis. And also the Svasem is pretty much as Miramas to the same Teretz. That the Issa Deraisa of Mosei Chavsuk is only when you tell him on Shabbos. Mosei Chavsuk is when you do it on Shabbos. When, if you would tell a guy before Shabbos to hire workers on Shabbos, Avada, that wouldn't be Nisa of Mosei Chavsuk. That would just be Nisa of Amir La'akum. So when the Gemara says Maishna hu Maishna chaveiroi, we're talking about hiring workers on Shabbos. Maishna hu Maishna chaveiroi. What's the difference if you hire workers on Shabbos or your friend hires workers on Shabbos? Like Rashi says, it's something even to tell them to do it. Everyone's asked to do it. Talk to Gemara chaveiroi nachri. So what about the Issa of Mosei Chavsuk? Well, if you're telling the chaveiroi nachri to hire the workers, could be a bechala telling them on Shabbos. It could be you're telling them before Shabbos. So the Gemara means chaveri nachri that you can't tell them before Shabbos to hire the workers. So there won't be nisim sechavs because you didn't deal with it on Shabbos. You dealt with it before Shabbos. But that the Gemara sakasha, that even so, al kapanam amil akam shvutsu. So anytime you're involved with hiring the workers on Shabbos, that's an issa deraisim sechavsucha. When the Gemara says chaveri nachri, it's not murchik that you bechlal did it on Shabbos. You told your friend before Shabbos to hire workers on Shabbos. That's not Nisim Sechevska, that's Nisim Yilachim, that's the teretz of the teretz Yifal. The Archa Shulchan is very Shane Miramis to it in parentheses there, and the Svasem is also. There's Chassam Sefer that the Bialacha brings down. The Chassam Sefer he brings down says, he's mitzadet to say, he was talking about as a tshuva, actually there was a fire and the question was rebuilding the houses. And he was mitzadet to say that there's an issa to tell a guy to be Seicha Payalim, is dafka on Shabbos. Before Shabbos, could be it's mutter. That would be lehedi keneged, the, these achrayim that are learning that that Hagufa, the reason why there's no Issim Sechevscha is because before Shabbos, and still there's an Issim of Emir Lenachar Shvusu. The Be'alacha brings this down in Simen Shin Zayin Sif Beis. He says it's a Bechidish, he brings a Tshuva Saraj, but the Be'sheshe brings down, which is Mashmal Ahed, you're not that way. To me, I don't understand if the Issur is takal Samir Lenachri, and Amir Lenachri we know is Asa, even when you tell the guy before Shabbos to do something on Shabbos, why would it be Mutter? Why wouldn't you have the Issur of Amir Lenachri if you're doing it before Shabbos? Even if you learn the Gemara Kepshutai, that it means that he told the guy on Shabbos, but since the Gemara is answering Al Samir Lenachri, so why wouldn't the din of Amir Lenachri apply even when you tell him before Shabbos? Now that misses the Teres Yifal there, Eschel Gimel Simen Zayin, he Dagger brings it sad that to tell a guy to do an Issa Darabonan would only be us if you're telling him on Shabbos, but not before Shabbos. You see, the Chedushim Amichasim Laran, and also the Me'iri, they bring up pshat the opposite of what we're learning. They bring up pshat like this. The Gemara says, Kasha, Maishnu, Maishnu, Chaveri. And the Gemara says, Amar HaPapa Chave Nochri. Now, we're talking about telling a guy. So the Gemara says, Maskav Avasha, Amir Lenochri Shvus. We're learning that why should we, what's the Chiddush? Avadi, you can't tell a guy, that's something you can't do yourself. Telling a guy is an Issa Darabanan, Avadi is an Issa of Amir Lenochri. But the Meiri and the Chedush Mechasimran bring a Yesh Mefarshim that say the Gemara's Kash is the other way. The Gemara's Kash is, what's the problem of Amir Lenochri? There's a problem of Amir Lenochri. We're dealing with the Darabanan. You're only now allowed to tell a guy to do a deraisa on Shabbos, but to do a derabanan. What's the problem with that? So the Meiri and the Chedush Leiran, they both say it's not true. They bring Rai from Gemaras that who would then, you know, tell a guy to do a derabanan on Shabbos? Right? From the Gemara in Erevin, about the Anuka Dishtap Bechamima. So the Teres Shafal says that could be Mechalik. To tell a guy on Shabbos, were they doing an Issa of Dabir Dover? You're talking about Malachas on Shabbos, that's also even when it's a Darabanan. But to tell a guy before Shabbos to do a Malacha on Shabbos, that's how he's learning the Gemara, that's Mutter. That's only Asr if a guy does a Malacha Deraisa for you, not if a guy does a Malacha Darabanan for you. He brings down the Mishnah Lamelech, really brings such a thing. Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Vav, in Ilcha Shabbos, brings from the Maros HaSayin. The Maros HaSayin says that you're allowed to tell a guy before Shabbos to do a Darabanan for you on Shabbos. The Mishnah Lamelech argues, that's not how we paskin, but there could be such a shita that way. So now with stim with the Chassam Sefer, that you're allowed to tell a guy before Shabbos to hire workers on Shabbos, because faket, we'll learn Amir Lenachri Shvus, means that it's not Asr if you tell him before Shabbos, being that it's the Rabbanan. He brings him around Rundberg that seems to hold that way. But could we could say another pshat in the Chassam Sefer, but I don't understand this too well either. But it's very negaya our sugya. There's a shmuz between the Chavis Yor and the Avodas HaGeshuni. The Chavis Yor, in his tshuva Simen Mem Tes, he was writing a letter to the Avodas HaGeshuni, another big pesach in this time, and he asked the Mishnah like this. He said, he wants to declare that maybe Chazal said, you're not allowed to tell a guy to do something, do a melacha on Shabbos, but maybe to tell a guy to do it, that's mutter. Amira la'akam is asr, amira le'amira is mutter. It brings different to Gemayis and Shas, that if something's awesome, but something about that thing, that already is mutter. Mir la'mir is one more step removed, and now that should be mutter. I think klai to chavis yari to say. So the Avodas HaGeshuni says, and he brings this down, this is the Sim Mem Vav in the chavis yari, and Sim Mem Tes, he brings a tshuva for the Avodas HaGeshuni back to him, and he says, it's mafurish gemara that it's awesome. Which gemara? Right here, Shabbos Daf Kufnun. Because the gemara says, that you can't tell chaveri nochri to be seicha pailim, vice days you can't tell a guy to do malacha. Mefurish gemara. So Chavis Yor and Simon and Gimel answers back. He doesn't see the raya. He says it in this nusach. He says because being seicha pailim is an issa deraisa. It's an issa seichafzicha. So Mel, if you tell a guy to be seicha pailim, you're telling a guy to do an issa deraisa. So Mel, that's why it's usher. Mashenka, when you're telling a guy, you're not telling a guy to do a malacha. You're telling a guy to do Amir Lenachri. Amir Lenachri is Epis Leichda. It's Amir Le'amira. Maybe that's Mutter. It's not a Raif Megamar. That means I don't understand Bechal the Raif Megamar, no matter how you learn. We said before, Tub Shatim, why it's Asa to be Seicha Pailim. Either it's Asa to be Seicha Pailim, because it's an Issa and Seicha Efzicha. That's not Lane. doing business on Shabbos is Mesech Hefzicha. It doesn't have to be Karech with any Issa Malacha. You could say it's their Issa, you could say it's their Abanan, but there's an Issa called Mesech Hefzicha. So telling a guy to do Mesech Hefzicha, it's telling a guy to do an Issa, whether it's their Issa, whether it's their Abanan. There's nothing to do with Amira La Amira. He's doing an Issa. And Elamai being Seich HaPoelim is Asas Gzeirish HaMiyachtav. Right, it's an Issa. It's an Issa der Abanan to be Seich HaPoelim Gzeirish HaMiyachtav. You're telling a guy to do this Issa. So you're telling a guy to do it der Abanan HaMiyachtav. How is that Bechlal Tully in the Shal of Amira La Amira? Now the Emma says you could stop saying Svara. What's the Tzad Het of Amira La Amira? If you're not allowed to do Amira La Nachri, Amira La Nachri is a Shvus. Now you tell a guy to do Amira La Nachri, so you're telling the guy to do a Shvus. So what's the Chilik? So it's not you could say, nothing to do with that Gemara. But Elamai, the Chavetz Yair, held that maybe it is a chiluk. To tell a guy to do something which it be'etzim is an iser, is it their isa, or even an iser their abanan, that's called Amir L'Nachri. You can't tell a guy to do an iser their isa. You can't tell a guy to do an iser their abanan, that's Amir L'Nachri. But to tell a guy to do an amira to a guy to do an iser, even though an amira to a guy is aser, but an amira to a guy to do an amira to a guy, that's already leichta. So what does that do with that sugi? Our sugi, the schiris pilem is not asal tzemir l'nachri. Schiris pilem is asal schiris pilem. Either mzeh chavsko or shem yichtayv. So I don't really understand the vaydis agashuni. But al-kobanim, that vaydis agashuni seems to be saying that agamara is epsas amira l'amira. That's what he seems to be saying. Now you see from agamara that it's asar. So maybe that would explain the Ksam Sefer. Because maybe l'gabi the din of amira l'amira, maybe there'd be a chilek between on Shabbos and before Shabbos. And members, you can hear it both ways. We spoke about this amol. L'chari amir l'nachri, l'chari, there's two different isurim. There's an isur of amir l'nachri, even if you tell him before Shabbos to do something on Shabbos. You're trying to bring a raya from the Mishnah, Mishnah Hichshech, nois and kisei l'nachri is only mutter because his Mishnah Hichshech le'bederach, you can give a kiss to a guy, you can only give your money back to a guy because Adam Balaam Amayna Elisharis will come to carry it. Vaisnais, to tell a guy before Shabbos, you're giving it to the guy before Shabbos, tell him to carry my thing on Shabbos. Vaisnais is an Issa Amir L'Nachri. You didn't say anything on Shabbos. You said everything before Shabbos, but the guy did it on Shabbos. Now that Issa L'Chari is a Shlichas Sigurdin, and all you find in the Rishayim is Aloshin, that Amir L'Nachri blames Kishluchai. That's his Ashlichas Sigurdin. Now in our Sugya, when you tell Chaveroi, Hanira Lamini Mai Be'erev, you can tell him Hanira Lamini Be'erev that you like to tell him, but you can't tell him, I want to be Seichu, you, that's a Dabedover. L'chari, to tell a guy on Shabbos to do a Malach of you after Shabbos, L'mashal, let's say by Chaveroi Nachri, the Mishabur brings us down. You tell Chaveroi Nachri that you want him, you tell him on Shabbos, I need you after Shabbos to go hire me workers. That's an Isser. That's an Isser of Dabedover. No Malach is going to be done on Shabbos. But you talked about the Malacha on Shabbos. That's the Issa of Dabba Dabba. Now, when you want any matter Amira La Amira, so you could clear both Stadim. You could clear that Amira La Amira is only Mutter when you do it before Shabbos. Because before Shabbos, the Issa is like Shlichus. So since you didn't tell him directly, a guy told him, you told the guy, and the guy told him. So he's not doing it by Shlichuska. So maybe it's Mutter. Now, Shengen Amir Lemir on Shabbos, to tell a guy on Shabbos, to tell a guy to do a Malacha, is right in the Abedava, because you're right in discussing Malacha on Shabbos. Well, you really could clarify, can I do so? That maybe, Lagabi Dabedava, since I'm not discussing directly that a guy should do a Malacha, I'm discussing that the guy should tell the guy to do a Malacha. Maybe that's not Abedava. Now, Shengen, if the Malacha is being done on Shabbos, even if you told him before Shabbos, but the issue is like shlichus. So since he's doing it because you told the guy to tell him to do it, so it's called like a shliach is a shliach. You can claim both stadim. But v'negein echsam sefer, it could be he's naming on like this. It could be he's naming on that even though the Gemara says amir l'nachri shvusu, but amir l'nachri shvusu is an amir l'amir, like the Vedas Agashuni says. I don't understand why it should be that way, but that's what the Vedas Agashuni holds. So maybe the Chassam Sefer holds that much you see in the Gemara Amir LaAmira is Asur, is that because you said it on Shabbos and the Isur is that Bedavar. Now Shenka, when you said it before Shabbos, since we're dealing with Amir LaAmira, so then the Isur before Shabbos is that when you made a direct Amira to the guy, he did it B'Shlichuscha. Now Shenka, if you told the guy to tell the guy, maybe that type of Amir LaAmira would be Mutter. So let's make a quick Sikkum of the whole Shia. We have two tzadim why it's asa to be seicha paylim. Rashi says mseich hefzicha. And Rashi is mashmadas alein, you're doing business, you're doing commerce, that is a issa mseich hefzicha, even without any type of srach malach involved. And that's the first lashon of Rashi in Beya, daf lamed zayin. But the second lashon of Rashi in Beya, and the Rashba day, and the Rambam holds that the issa of mekach memker is an issa of shem yichtai. The issa of skiris paylim is an issa of shem yichtai. Why did the Gemara bring him mseich hefzicha? Once it's usher to actually do the skiris paylim, so then talking about skiris paylim is talking about something usher on Shabbos. That's the issa of mseich hefzicha, and that's what we discussed. Rabbi Kvega said, so kumda is talking about a deraisa will be mseich hefzicha deraisa, talking about derabana will be mseich hefzicha derabana. Rabbi Kvega brings a raya because the Gemara says that you can't tell a guy to be mseich paylim because I'm real anachi shvus. Typically, it should be Mesech Hefzicha. The ISIS is not Mesech Hefzicha. I was claiming maybe it's only when you're actually talking to the Pearl directly it's Mesech Hefzicha. But the Achreinim say it teretz, that when it says Chaveri Nochi, it means you told him before Shabbos. So it's B'chalat Shach Mesech Hefzicha, the Yisra can only be on Tzemir L'Nochi Shvos. Then we talked about the Machlekes of Vedis Kishuni and Chavis Yor, the discussion if Amir L'Amir is Mutter. Chavis Yor was claiming to say Amir L'Amir is Mutter. That Vaidis Gershuni brings a rayon from our sugya that Amir Lemir is also because it says you can't tell a guy to be Seicha Pailim. And the Chavetz Yor is Ma'ir, that's not Amir Lamir. That's Amir to do the Issa of Skiris Pailim, which is Asa Asm Seich Hefzicha. And I was tiny, even if it's Asa Shem Yichta, but it's an Issa Be'etzim, it's not just an Amir. We said over the Chsam Sefer that says that to tell a guy to be Seicha Pailim, tell him before Shabbos is Mutter. Shaila is why? Why wouldn't be us on Samir la'akum? Declared, it sounds like from the Veda Segashuni, it's Samir la'amira. Maybe the Chassam Sefer holds Samir la'amira is mutter before Shabbos. We also mentioned the Teres Rafal that brings Paiskim that say that an Amira for an Issa Darabanan is mutter before Shabbos. And there's a Yesh Mefarshim in the Me'iri and the Chedushim Mechas Laran that learned the Gemara Fakert, that learned the Gemara that the reason why it's mutter to tell Chaver Nachir, it's mutter. The Gemara's kasha was, it's only a shvus, it can't be an issa of Amir La'akum, because it's only the Rabbanan. And the Tarek Shafal explains that even though in other sugyas it's mavur that a Rabbanan is part of Amir La'akum, but could be here telling him before Shabbos, so now that's why it'll be mutter. We were saying with one kasha, but Kivega asks, when the Gemara asks a kasha pshita, Amir La'akhir shvusu. So Shaila is maybe our mission is telling you a chiddush. Amir l'nachri is asir. So Rashi says the Christos merebi l'masnis and nachri shvul achabes and aymal kavei. So we have a mission already. You can't tell the guy kavei. So you see, there's an issa of amir l'nachri. So fakta b'kinega. What's the dinyan? There it's a deraisa. Here it's a derabanan. Fakir Taisus there brings a ray from our sugya that amir l'nachri is asir even by a derabanan. Maybe that's a chiddush of our mishnah. And bezunda. Says, Alam, how are you going to say this? Also the Rabbanim, because it's a Malacha Shein Shichul Gufa according to Reb Shimon. But the Ran says that what's the Pshat? The Rambam holds that you could tell a guy to do an Issa Rabbanim B'makam Seder. So why can't you tell a guy to be Mechaba? So like the Ran, even if you're like Reb Shimon, that's Malacha Shein Shichul Gufa, it still is the Chaim Reva Deraisa. So male, it's even Mut Asa B'makam Seder. So Maisa is through the Vedinim then. That Gemara is telling you with their Isa or something Kar with their Isa, and that's Asa, even Makam Seida. And Amish is telling you their Rabbanan. And their Rabbanan is only Asa, Shalayim Makam Seida. And Chayitz very Shver. And Kvega doesn't say it Teretz. But I just thought Pshad in the Gemara, Lulei Devei Rashi, I've had that you can't learn not like Rashi. But Lulei Devei Rashi, maybe I would have said that the Gemara's Kasha wasn't because we have a mission already, Amir L'Nachri Shvusu. The Gemara's kasha was maybe because we'll learn, forget, not like Rabbi Kivega, that the real Isser, Le'oim Adam Achavei Eliska Le'Poyelim, is Taka Alts Mosech Hefzicha. That's what the mission is telling you. Now the Gemara's kasha was, why do you have to mechanish me that there's an Isser Mosech Hefzicha when you tell Chaverai? The Gemara had a Havimina that maybe when you tell Chaverai, no, there's no Mosech Hefzicha. Kamash Mun is Mosech Hefzicha. But the Gemara says anyone would be aser, it's a mir l'akum shvus. Elamayin Mish is teaching on mir l'akum shvus. So why would it say it dafka in this case of skiris paylim? It should say it more generally that anything is aser to do, you know, I'll tell a guy to do. It's mashin Mish is telling you a zunder chiddush and hilchas skiris paylim that im sechefzach a guva there is a din that not only talking to the poem directly, but even telling your chaver to talk to the poem is usim zechevska. But that the Gemara asks, tepik leif, and anyway, it's a mil lakum shvus. But not the pshat that we know from another mishnah mil lakum shvus. Maybe this mishnah is telling you another chiddush, even by the rabbanans, like we're saying. But bechlal, this mishnah is not being mechadish to issa al tzemir lakum. This mishnah is really saying the issa is al tzemir chavzicha. If it would anyway be asa al tzemir lakum shvus, so you wouldn't have to ask al tzemir chavzicha. That's how maybe I would have learned. Rashi says not that way.